Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Tuesday morning. It's 10 a.m. That means it's time to talk some Packers on the Cheesehead TV social channels, but not before I remind you about Aaron Jones Youth Pro Football Camp in Green Bay, Wisconsin, this mid-July. If you want all the information around this camp, it's called Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp. You can go to AaronJonesCamp.com. AaronJonesCamp.com for all the information. If you want to sign up, use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10% for Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp. Aaron's a good guy. Love what he's doing in the Green Bay area. Love what you people are doing in the comments, including iKickAss44 starting us off with a super chat right off the bat. Like to see it. Morning, Nags. Been a while since I joined live. Got married and moved to Texas. Oh, my God. I've never heard two worse things put together. I kid. Been out of touch the last couple weeks. What's the biggest news from OTAs, in your opinion? Anything, anyone to watch? We saw a young quarterback have the ups and downs expected of a young quarterback, and the outside world completely overreact both ways to both instances, the ups and the downs. Outside of that, I think we've got some promising starts for Eric Stokes and Amari Rodgers. Not a whole lot to report as far as installation of the defensive scheme. Hard to really get a beat on that yet, especially without pads or full speed kind of practices. And I think there's a lot of competition along the offensive line that we're very interested to see how it shakes out. To me, those are the big headlines taking away from minicamp. And we have these final couple of OTAs. We have one today. The email from Packers PR said we would be hearing from some players today after practice, but I didn't see Matt LaFleur listed. We are slated to hear from Matt LaFleur on Thursday. So I don't think we're hearing from him today, and I don't know which players we're hearing from today. I checked my inbox right before I went live and still hasn't been updated, so not quite sure who will be made available, but we'll find out here in a little while. Nags, you excited for Archie Manning to be a Packer? I don't know what that means. Hey, Nagler, looking to come to my first Packers game in Green Bay. Any section you'd recommend? Is it better to be closer? Is it too close? Are you unable to see over players? Oh, no, Andy. Even in your front row behind the Packers bench, you can see it all. I mean, it's pretty cool, actually, being at that kind of vantage point. Really get the sense of the speed and the violence of the game. I prefer to sit back up myself, about 60 rows up. You get a great vantage point, kind of like we were watching coaches film in real time. It's a pretty amazing. But honestly, and I know this sounds cliched, but anyone who's been there will tell you it's true. There is not a bad seat in Lambeau. There are some more advantageous ones than others. There are a few more that are probably a bit more comfortable than others, but there's not a bad seat when it comes to watching the game. It's all pretty fantastic. I'd prefer to be kind of up in the bowl a little bit and kind of watching plays develop on offense, rotation on defense, like coverages, and try and figure out what they're doing. Things like that is what I really like. Michael, thanks for the super chat. When will the Rodgers saga end, Nags? Please put me out of my misery and give me a date. July 28th. Circle it on your calendar. That's when we'll know something about something. OTAs. We're talking about practice. Practice, man. Everyone relax. I'm relaxed, man. You relaxed? Nags, did you see James Jones' comments yesterday? Trust him more than any other source. Yeah, I saw he said relax. Cool, man. I also, saw a bunch of other people say a lot of other things. I'd love to hear Aaron Rodgers say something. We heard Mark Murphy say stuff. I'd like to hear Aaron Rodgers. Who dares dislike this stream? Oh, Cameron, there's a handful of people who instantly dislike everything I do, and God bless them for it. It just shows what a pathetic little life they have. Hey, Aaron. Go Pack Go from South Africa. Amari Funchess could be missing pieces we need. Dan, I do think that it'll be exciting to watch how they're implemented and utilized in this offense. You're right. It's, chess pieces, so to speak, that Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers maybe didn't have at their disposal last year. So, yeah, they could add some fun wrinkles. There's no doubt about it. Brandy. Hey, Aaron. What's up? Matt, how are you? Does Mark Murphy talk in his sleep? Oh, man. Why put that image in my head, man? It's rough. Game you're most excited for this year? For me, it's easily Packers-Browns on Christmas Day. I'm excited for the Packers on Christmas. It's always fun. I think the last time they played on Christmas, they beat up on the Bears, if I remember right. I don't know if there's one game in particular I'm most excited for at this point. I'm just excited for football to be back in front of a full Lambeau Field. That's probably what I'm most excited for. Nicholson was the best joker. Don't at me. Never rub another man's rhubarb. Preston, thanks for the super chat. For an organization that claims they want 12 back so bad, why do they make comments like Murphy made? He's a smart man, so he knows what he's saying. Yeah, he does, and he can't shut up. I've addressed this all yesterday. I'm sorry. I just can't get worked up about it today. Yeah, he's a smart guy, but he also doesn't know when to shut the hell up. And that's his Achilles heel. You know, in Mark's head, and this is only my guess, but in Mark's head, he's telling a folksy tale of something Ted Thompson once said. But you put it on the internet, and people just go completely batshit crazy about it. That's the world we live in. And that's why he should just shut up. That's just me. Has love called yet? No, Jeff, not yet. I have to get back on that, though. That's my fault. That's my fault. Check out your Reddit page recently. No. Why would I do that? Corey goes and looks at it every once in a while, but no. I want to do a Reddit AMA, though. That'd be a lot of fun. Any chance a few folks in the front office actually do want to move on from Rodgers now? I don't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any firsthand knowledge, but I mean, yeah, I would think there probably are. That's about all I can say on that. Savage in the slot. What say you? We've talked about it before. I think there's a good chance they use him intermittently. I don't think it'll be a full-time move, but I do think his skill set lends itself to, you know, and I asked him about that a little bit when he was available last week. Being down near the line of scrimmage, he really seemed to come to life when that happened under Pettine. It's a different scheme, so can't say it'd be a perfect fit automatically, but, you know, the more you can do, and yeah, I do think rotationally, they'll undoubtedly try to utilize both him and Amos in a number of different ways, but certainly try to kind of exploit offenses and utilize Savage's athletic ability, his burst, his sideline-to-sideline ability, in the slot, blitzer, coverage out of the backfield, all of that. I think it lends itself pretty well to his game. See, Folk, 34. No, Murphy shouldn't just shut up. He said nothing wrong. That's just upper Midwest charm. The rest of the world should loosen up and relax. Okay, see, that is most likely the case, but we don't live in the Midwest. We live in the world where the internet connects us all. And everybody hears everything that is spoken into a microphone. There's no such thing as just like offhandedly making a remark about Aaron Rodgers if you're Mark Murphy. Unless you're in the privacy of your own home or in your office. But you put a microphone and you put on the power and it goes out to the world. Game on, man. They're going to tear it apart. Every little utterance. It ain't 1956. Hell, it ain't 1986. It's 2021. And as the president and CEO of a multi-million dollar franchise, he should know this. And be aware, especially after just writing, the less both sides say, the better. This is not rocket science. Mick, just focus on Yosh Nyman's development and being a Packers fan is simpler. That is a fair assessment. And I think that's a wonderful idea. In fact, the rest of this week is dedicated to Yosh. Do I see an improved defensive line? Healthy Kiki helps along with a big body Slayton. Let's hope so. They definitely need Kiki to keep coming along, so to speak. He was certainly intriguing last year. You saw the ups and downs. Obviously, the games where he had a couple sacks were exciting, but they need a lot more consistency out of him. And there's no doubt, you know, they're banking on that and the addition of Slayton, obviously bringing Lancaster back, Lowry is back, etc. All those guys got to step up their game to get Kenny free, give him some help. Bring back Travis Derby and Jeff Query. Okay. Odds that Jordan Love wins MVP? Never tell me the odds. Jordan Love, NFL, what's up? Love your Twitter handle. I was not even a thought yet in 86. Fair point. But he didn't actually say anything, Gary. It doesn't matter. People, I don't make the rules. I didn't make this up. I didn't develop and produce millions of headlines around one simple utterance. I didn't do that. The internet did that. You don't want to see it. You don't want to hear about it. You think he said nothing wrong? Fine. Don't read it. Don't consume it. And don't worry about it. The rest of the world, they will. That's the world we live in. I didn't make it. I don't love it, but it's here. That's where we live. Packers obtain players that help in the run game. You think it's enough, Nags? If you're talking about the offensive line and on the offensive side, yeah, I would think so. If you're talking about the defensive line, we'll see. I've said I'm really excited about Slayton, but I don't know if he can play. Can't wait to see the pads come on. See how he shows. Nags, during training camp, are you going to be available to grab a beer if we wanted to meet you? I believe so. We're going to work something out. We'll be doing some kind of event, maybe two or three. I don't know. Depends on scheduling, but we'll definitely have one event. Some kind of meetup, Cheesehead TV style, myself, Corey, what have you, at a local establishment. We will we'll find a time, we'll find a place. It's Miller time. Yeah, we'll do something. MVS in a contract year could be extra scary. Well, let's hope so. I would love for him to be motivated to go and get it. Come on now. Go ball out, young man. Just think how Twitter would have treated Randy Wright in 1986. Oh, my God. Poor Randy. That'd be brutal. That'd be very brutal. Will the beat writers throw a party for 12 when he comes back? Will he attend? Didn't they already do that? Didn't they give him the good guy award or whatever it is they do? Him and Devontae last year. So he showed up for that. And I remember some of the TV people were very upset because they got a special session with Devontae and Aaron without the TV people. Oh, drama. Love it. I'm watching you live for a change, Mark. My apologies. Tyler. Fair. I didn't make it. I don't love it, but it's here. Me when I shamefully order late night Uber Eats. That's fair as well. The ESPN reporting this offseason reminds me of reading The Onion. I mean, outside of Domofsky, maybe, I think Rob's played this pretty damn well and been pretty straight down the middle and fair in his reporting. Now, you talk about Orlovsky and everybody else at ESPN, then yeah, I'm with you. Nice. What is the worst Packers team you watched or lived through? Holy cow. There are so many. You know, the David Whitehurst teams were terrible. The Randy Wright teams were terrible. I got lucky with the Lynn Dickey squad. Those were always fun, although they never had a defense, which always kind of just killed you. But they were a ball to watch, man. Kaufman and JJ and Lofton, Eddie Lee Ivory. That squad was great. But yeah, after Dickey kind of fell off, then it was just the wilderness for a long time. Jim Zorn was a Packers quarterback for a while. That was tough. And then Mikowski comes along, and it's like, oh my God, what is this? And then Favre comes along. Don't get me started. All right, I'm not going to go through it all. Oh my God. I'm going to go watch my 10 greatest Green Bay Packers games on DVD. Can't wait. Blair Keel. Oh God. Would have been better to ask which era. Yeah, exactly. The 80s were tough. The 70s, I was so young. I was just happy to be watching football with my dad usually, or my grandpa at times. But it was just a fun thing to do every Sunday, even though they almost always lost. It was Sunday. You know, we watched football. That's what we did. But then, yeah, you get to the 80s, and that's when I was really kind of invested emotionally. Yeah, that hurt. A lot of that hurt. A lot. Viva Mike Tomczak. Oh, another great name. Is Z Smith still happy playing with the Packers? Did his restructure piss him off? I don't know if it pissed him off. I know he wanted an extension and didn't get one. I suspect they will be giving him one this next offseason if all goes well. He plays his ass off again and, you know, puts up numbers. But yeah, I don't know if it pissed him off to the point where he's not happy with the Packers anymore. He balls out, has another good year. He'll get an extension, I would think. But we'll see. 2022 is going to be a tricky wicket, as they like to say. And we'll see what part he plays. Dillwig. Oh, God. Hey, Nags. Cheesehead TV, ever think about commenting a Green Bay game live? Roberto, where you been? We do watch parties every single game. At least we did during the pandemic. I don't know what we're going to be doing this year, but yes, we will continue to do watch parties in some capacity. And they are live during the game. Now, if you're talking about, like, professionally, like, it's 2nd and 8, the handoff to Aaron Jones. No, we're never going to do that. They got television for that. Still have your John Brockington jersey. Wow, there you go. John Hadle. Oh, now you guys are down a rabbit hole, an ugly rabbit hole. The instant review game really kickstarted my Packers fandom. I haven't turned back since. A classic, Nick. Was magic over the line? Review says no. Touchdown, Packers. I love it. And, you know, the Bears media guide, I believe, I don't know if it's still that, but for years it listed that game with an asterisk. True story. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Catching up. Loving the intensity that Joe Barry brings. I was completely against the hire, but I was with Steno, and he's a beast. Can't wait to see more development on the defense and O-line. Positive vibes. There you go. Positive vibes. I mean, I don't know if I was against the Joe Barry hire. I certainly wasn't enthusiastic about it. But, hey, give the guy a chance. And we haven't seen anything yet. Yes, he's energetic. Yes, he's hands-on. But that doesn't mean anything. He was energetic and hands-on in his last two stops, and both of those defenses stunk. So proof will be in the pudding when they put the pads on and they start to get to work. Amar, with part two, Electric Boogaloo. Thanks for the super chat. Also, I know you wanted to say, Mark Murphy, just shut the fuck up. LOL, we need a shirt like that. Yeah, it might be in the works. We'll see. I kick ass. Thanks again. I may have moved to Texas, but the guy who sold us our mattress was a Packers fan, so I'll take the wins where I can. We're everywhere, man. You can't get away from us. Even in Texas, selling you mattresses. That's what I like to hear. Why doesn't Jim DelGazio get the respect he deserves? Oh, wow. Oh, wow, Kevin. Why? Which announcer accidentally says, love, touchdown to Aaron Rodgers instead of Amari first? Blake, it's not going to happen because Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback. Gary appears to be in crazy good shape right now. I expect him to take over the number one spot on the defensive line. Well, outside backer slash kicking in at times to the defensive line. He's exciting. It's exciting to watch his development. You know, I know he looks in shape, quote unquote, but doesn't really mean much, right? Got to take it with a grain of salt. It's OTAs, it's minicamp. They're running around in shorts. But guy was a beast at the end of last year, and if he picks up where he left off, you know, in a new scheme, watch out. Watch the fuck out. Hey, at least Aaron is back on Twitter. Yes, a little drips and drabs of Rodgers on Twitter. At least he's mixing it up a little. Well, he's not really mixing it up, but he's like putting stuff out there. All right. Every little bit. Coming back to normal. Ms. Ging 44, North Texas Cheddarheads represent. What's up, North Texas? Hello from New York City. I hope you're doing well, man. How many people are currently on the season ticket list? What are they at? They're over 100,000, I believe, if I remember right. And the last time I checked, I was at like 56,000, but that was ages ago. I gotta reconnect with the Packers ticket office to see where I'm at. At this point, I should be like around 40,000, but we'll see. That's just guesswork on my part. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough. Like I said, we'll be hearing from a few Packers players later today. Haven't seen a list of who's going to be available. Matt LaFleur will talk on Thursday, and that will wrap things up. I suspect they'll have some kind of team bonding activity probably sometime this week. We'll hear about that soon. In the meantime, please do me a humongous monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.